What's up, everyone? Probably didn't think you would hear from me this early. When we last spoke, I said I would do a weekly podcast, upload an episode every Monday, and well, after further reflection, I realized that's not the avenue I want to go. And if you're thinking, Sophie, goddammit, figure your shit out, like I'm tired of this flip-floppy behavior, all I have to say to you is listen. As people, we are constantly shape-shifting, evolving. Nobody's gonna tell a Pokemon to stop evolving. Am I right? Evolution is the greatest part of being a Pokemon player, Pokemon collector. Gotta catch 'em all. And as a person, I am evolving constantly. And it just so happens that I have evolved once again since we last spoke on Monday. So here's the deal. I'm gonna switch up the podcast format, okay? Because turns out I get overwhelmed, no surprise, when I have too many ideas and too many things, thoughts, feelings to get off my chest. So in the past, I've been recording between 40 to 60 minute episodes, and it's just like a dump. It's just like, ugh, information, blah, blah, like uncontrollable word vomit in these large, undigestible segments. And that's not easy for me because I'm just fucking talking to myself for an hour straight and my brain is going 70 miles an hour and it's just too many ideas, too much content at one time. You know what I mean? It's overwhelming me and might overwhelm you as well. I thought it would be better to break up the show into smaller episodes, maybe between 20, 30 minutes. You know, that's a little bit more listener friendly. I mean, how many of you listen to an hour podcast in one sitting? You know what I mean? It's probably more realistic to listen to 20 minutes at a time. Unless you live in LA and you're driving fucking rush hour traffic. Trust me, I've been there. Yeah, so shorter episodes, but also more frequent episodes. See, there's the thing. I don't really jive well with once a week massive word vomit session. I would rather do like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, between 20 and 30 minutes. You know what I mean? So that's how the podcast is going to move forward. And each episode is going to be dedicated to one single topic. I think that's going to be easier for you to understand and for me to communicate. Instead of trying to jam 3-4 topics into an hour, one topic in 20-30 minutes. So moving forward, that is going to be the formula. Okay, so maybe you will hear more from me on a weekly basis. All right, so today's topic, I had a revelation this morning, which is what inspired me to jump on the podcast earlier than expected. See, I have these ideas, they come to me, and I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person where if I have an idea, a stroke of genius, a light bulb above my head, I have to execute it as soon as possible. Otherwise, it's going to fester, and it's going to boil over, and it's going to eat at me. You know, I'm terrible. This is why I have so many goddamn tattoos. Because I'll see an idea on Pinterest, and I'll run to the tattoo shop as soon as I can. I don't think about, do I have the finances? Oh my God, what's my mom going to think? Oh my God, what's my husband? You know, I don't fucking think about anything. I just do it. I'm a very impulsive, knee-jerk type of person. I react very quickly and very strongly. So when I have these ideas for a podcast, I want to jump on the mic as soon as I forget, before that passion dies, before the thoughts leave my head. You know what I mean? I gotta jump on that train before it leaves the train station. We gotta keep on rolling. So I had a revelation today that may explain where my anxiety / depression come from. And listen, if you are not a believer in horoscopes, you should probably just go ahead and skip this episode because it is all about how mental health, specifically anxiety, depression, stems from possibly our birth charts, the time we were born, the city we were born, obviously the month, the date, your horoscope, your star sign. We're going to dive deep into my birth chart and a little horoscope app I use called CoStar. You may have heard of it. It's fairly popular. If not, I suggest you download it. So fair warning, if horoscopes aren't your game, just go ahead and skip this episode. I'm not going to be offended. It's all good. So in my revelation today, I thought about it, okay? So first I'm going to read you my three signs. You have your rising sign. No, fuck me, I'm already getting it wrong. You have your sun sign, which, and my sun sign is Cancer, okay? So I don't know if you're big on reading other people's horoscopes. Maybe you only know your own sign, so I'll just give you a little bit of information. Cancers are notorious for being the emotional ones, the crybabies, the sensitive Sallies, but also the biggest empaths, we feel other people's emotions as strongly as our own. We're very nurturing, very caring. I don't want to say motherly, because I do not see myself as a mother to like human babies, but I am so motherly to my dog. I don't want to say I'm motherly to my husband, because that's like a little bit weird. Like, oh, I'm a mother to my husband. Like, that's not the fucking relationship we have. But I will say, like, I make sure he eats. I make sure he gets plenty of water, plenty of sleep. I make sure, like, he doesn't drink too much alcohol. Like, I just make sure he, like, takes care of himself. And I'm, like, pushing him to come to the gym with me and be a little bit more active, because health is wealth, you know? So that's the vibe of Cancer, which is my sun sign. My moon sign, or some people call it their shadow sign, is Aries. Cancer is a water sign, Aries is a fire sign. So here we have an interesting dynamic where my sun sign and my moon sign are total opposite, a Cancer and an Aries. You couldn't be more opposite on the zodiac chart. Aries, a fire sign, passionate, loud, vivacious, enthusiastic, just a real fucking firecracker, you know? And then my rising sign is Libra, an air sign. Go with the flow. But Libra is the scales. Hang on. Sorry, there was like a weird little crack, like almost like a fireplace, like wood cracking type sound coming from the microphone. Libra, as we know, are the scales, okay? So imagine the scales, a yin and yang, a balance, perfect harmony, equilibrium. Not too much good, not too much evil, not too much black, not too much white. You know what I mean? So, how do I explain this in simple English? So here's my theory. Okay, this is all a theory. I'm not a fucking, like, astrologer. I'm not a professor by any means. This is just all coming from my head. I have a theory that Cancers, because we're so emotional and empathetic and sympathetic and compassionate, we are genetically prone, or astronomically prone, I should say, to depression. Because we're so deep in our feelings that it's so easy for us to dig a hole, bury our head in the sands, bury our bodies under the blankets, take a little bubble bath, and cry ourselves to sleep, okay? I think Cancers have almost a predisposition for depression. Meanwhile, Aries, a fire sign, too many thoughts, too many go, 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 get this done, move your ass, hustle, bad bitch, girl boss, whatever the fuck, chuggy, slogans, live, laugh, love. That type of character, that type of fire sign, seems astronomically prone to anxiety. Am I right? We have the depression Cancer, we have the anxious Aries, and then my rising sign Libra is doing this like awkward little dance trying to balance the depression with the anxiety and the fire with the water and the emotional with the aggressor. You know what I mean? So I should also point out that all three signs, Cancer, Aries, and Libra, are cardinal signs, which means that they mark the beginning of a season. So Aries, you mark the beginning of spring. Cancer, the beginning of summer, and Libra, beginning of fall. And cardinal signs, because they're the first to go, the first to start the season, they are the go-getters, they are the self-starters, usually the self-employed, the self-motivated, just a really go, go, go type of person. And all three of the signs in my birth chart are cardinal. So that just kind of explains why I've never been able to hold a regular job. I've never been able to work for somebody else, because from the day I was born, literally the day the stars aligned when my mother gave birth to me in London, England, at approximately between 1 and 2, was it a.m. or p.m.? I think it was a.m., literally the day I was born, I have been almost astronomically destined to pave my own path and march the beat of my own drum and create my own future. That's three cardinal signs in one person. Like, clearly I'm not the type of chick to just roll over and take any old job for any old boss. I have been fired from 90% of my jobs. The other 10% I quit. But here's an example, okay? So one of my first jobs out of college, I had no idea what career path I wanted to go down. So I was just like scrolling Craigslist for any random bullshit you can find. And I saw a listing for an ice cream food truck scooper. I'm not a pooper scooper, an ice cream scooper. That was my job, to scoop ice cream on a food truck and serve it to little toddlers at elementary school after school activities. And during the interview process, I had almost like lavender light purple hair because I went through this extreme unicorn hair phase, and I was hired with that funky hair, and my boss never said anything. Fast forward 2 weeks later, my hair is like faded, so I decide to dye it purple once again. And this time it's like fresh color. The second day after dyeing it, it's like vibrant purple, like fucking red wine purple almost. And I show up for work and my boss is like, "Sophie, come here." Like, he looks at me like he's seen a ghost. He pulls me aside and he says, "I can't have you working on the truck like this." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Your hair. What have you done to your hair?" And I'm like, "I've obviously fucking dyed it. What's the big deal? Like, you met me with purple hair. Okay, sure, it was faded and more of like a pastel lavender color, but it was still fucking purple." And he's like, "So, I like, absolutely not. You have to go home. No, actually, you have to go to the hair salon and either have them bleach your hair back to like a light blonde or brown, or you have to dye your hair black. Just so it looks like one of the natural colors. Blonde, brown, or black. Take your pick. Go to the salon now. I will find someone to cover your shift and like email me once you've changed your fucking hair." And immediately I'm like, "Absolutely fucking not. I will not just throw hundreds of dollars down the drain to change my hair. I love the fact that it's purple. I really like it this way. I'm not going to fucking change it for you." So I just go home and I lay on the couch and I take the day off. And then 5 hours later, my boss emails me like, "Haven't heard from you. Have you changed your hair? Please let me know so I can put you back on the schedule." And I was just like, "Hello, Greg, please consider this my resignation. I will not be changing my hair. Thank you." That's an example of me quitting and like kind of having the ball in my court. But I'll just tell you right now, my attitude towards authority is not appreciated in the workplace, because here's my jam. I do not give respect until respect is earned. And guess what? Respect is not earned in a day, in a week, in a month. It takes me a significant amount of time to see if you are a good person, a good boss, somebody who I want to work for, somebody who I value your opinion, I value your criticism, etc. And that respect, by Twinkle Toes, that respect usually doesn't come like a month down the line. But in a traditional office, your boss usually expects respect on day one. Like, "Hello, I hired you, sit down and do everything I tell you." And in my mind, I'm like, "Well, let's not, you know, jump the fence, shall we? Like, let's not run before we can walk. Like, tell me about yourself. Like, what kind of manager are you? What kind of boss are you? Are you, what's your managing style?" And the boss is like, "What the fuck? Like, I interview you. You don't interview me." And in my mind, I'm like, "Actually, we can like both interview each other and see if like we're vibing." You know what I mean? And that really doesn't go well with bosses. So that's why they say I have an attitude problem, and that's why I've been fired from 90% of jobs. And it's probably because of my cardinal sign of like me being so self-motivated and self-determined. Honestly, probably a little bit selfish too. Like, I'm too selfish to work for somebody else, because when you work for somebody else, you're making their dreams come true. You're helping them reach their financial goal. You're helping them become a fucking Fortune 500 company or a billion-dollar company. Like, you're working for their schedule, their goals, their agenda, their mission. But what about your fucking mission? What about your goals? What about your desired life and career path? You know what I mean? There's not a lot of room for your goals when you're working 40 to 45 hours a week for somebody else's. And that just doesn't sit well with me. So again, that could be all the cardinal stuff. So, you know those cameras that, I think there's only like 5, maybe less of these cameras in the world. There's a specific kind of camera when you're in a dark room with like the right light settings and blah, blah, blah. This camera supposedly, I've seen it on Instagram, but I have yet to see it in person. This camera takes a photo of your aura. And I'm sure you've seen this on Instagram. Just type in like aura photography and people will have red, blue, purple, yellow, green. And if you could take a picture of my soul and my spirit, I don't know what color I would be because I haven't looked into like all the symbolism of the colors, but I'll give you an image. So let's say we took this fancy schmancy camera and you took a photo of my soul and my spirit. I'm going to give you an image, okay? It's a woman holding the scales, like her arms are one leg of the scale. And on one hand, she's balancing Cancer, the nurturing water sign, the emotional, the empath, the caregiver, the nurturer. And on the other arm, this woman is balancing a fucking flame. Fucking Aries, aggressive, in your face, motivated, inspired, trailblazer, fuck what you say, it's all about me. And I'm just doing this little dance. I'm waving my arms like a tree branch in the wind. And it's like, fire's getting a little bit too strong. Okay, bring it back to balance. Oh, fucking water's taking over. Oh, bring it back. Harmony, balance, equilibrium, yin and yang. The light in me honors the light in you. So that's the deal. That's where I'm at in terms of, I think Cancers are predisposed to depression. I think Aries are predisposed to anxiety. And then there's my rising sign Libra that is just doing this awkward fucking dance every day, every night, trying to balance the two. It's like I'm a three-headed dragon almost, because my three cardinal signs, being cardinal, they all want to take over. They all want to be the leader of the group. And I have fucking three of them. I'm like fucking Hydra. Like, let's talk about a Godzilla illusion, okay? Are you familiar with Godzilla? Like Godzilla King of Monsters, I think it was, that they introduced Hydra in American cinema for the first time. If you're familiar with the fucking Godzilla franchise, you know about Hydra. And I think Hydra has three heads. Maybe four. Or it's that dog in the first Harry Potter movie, Chamber of Secrets, and it's that three-headed dog guarding the Chamber of Secrets, and you have to play some like stupid little flute to get the dog to allow you to I'm basically like a three-headed monster over here. We have Cancer trying to lead the way, being all emotional and cute. And then you have Aries, the second head, trying to lead the way with fire and passion. And then you have Libra trying to lead the way with like harmony and balance. I'm like a three-headed monster over here. And each head is just like, it's like I've got barking dogs in my head all goddamn day. And this explains why I need a creative outlet and I need more than one. I talked to you on the last episode about how I need a podcast to just shoot the shit, talk, get things off my chest, but I also need the Instagram, and I also need the journal, and I also need the meditation, and I also need the strength training, and I also need the walks with my dog, and I just need all these fucking outlets because I have three barking, I have three fucking Rottweilers in my head trying to choose the other head off because they're all fucking cardinal signs, all trying to lead the fucking way in their own little twisted fucking way. That's why I struggle on a daily basis to try and also find my identity. You know what I mean? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to figure out who I am and establish an identity when, like, my sun sign and moon sign couldn't be more opposite? How do you figure out your identity when half of you is fire, half of you is water, and then the rest of you is fucking air? I'm like a fucking fart in the wind over here, like balancing the ocean and flames and water. God, it's exhausting. Like, do you have three different signs? Because I know people who have like two of the same, or at least two in the same family. Like, they'll have two water, two earth, or two wind, or two fire. You know what I mean? And I have one of each. One fire, one water, one air. And I also know people who have the exact same sign, sun and moon. Like rising Aries, sun Aries. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would be a far less complicated, mentally fucked up person if my chart was just a little bit more organized or made fucking sense. I don't know how a single person can be fire and water at the exact same time. Oh, and like a little sprinkle of wind. We're just gonna like throw a little sprinkle of wind in, like fart in the wind over here. It makes no sense. It's no wonder I'm so fucked up. So I thought it would be fun to actually, you know, like while we're on the topic of horoscopes, do yourself a favor. First of all, do yourself a fucking favor and figure out your birth chart. Because if you struggle with mental health issues, this may explain why. It may literally be because of where you were born and the time you were born and what the sky looked like at the present minute. And I had to text my mom this because I didn't know what time I was born. If you want to have like the most accurate reading of your birth chart, you need to know the time you were born, but not like down to the minute. People say that it's best to have it within a 2-hour window. So just like text your mom or find your birth certificate and nail it down into like a 2-hour window. So if you were born between like noon and 2 p.m. like I was, that's the same. It doesn't matter if you were born at 1 or 2 or noon. It's just that like window. And once you know that, you can download the app that I use called CoStar, Co-Star. This is not sponsored, by the way. Like, I have no fucking affiliation with CoStar. It's just mind-blowing how freakishly accurate this app is. And then, okay, you'll download the app and then go into daily updates. And then, yeah, this is fun. Because you know how astrology or, like, horoscope readings are usually, like, once a week or once a month? CoStar is every goddamn day. So you're going to, the more you read this app, the more you're probably going to learn about yourself. So I'm just going to read you the overview, okay? Today, you're seeing the world through honest eyes. It's not because things are sharper, but you've learned how to see clearer. Is this episode not fucking dedicated to me seeing myself in a more clearer vision because of my birth chart? Is this not me coming to a realization about why I struggle with mental health and depression and anxiety and 3 fucking barking dogs in my head? It's because you've learned how to see clearer, goddammit. You can do it now without fear. Damn straight, CoStar. You have to let go of old thoughts when feelings infiltrate. Let me start that again. You have to let go of old thoughts when feelings infiltrate thoughts. There's nothing inherently wrong with remembering everything. It just doesn't necessarily serve your purpose right now. Crush your tendency toward self-obsession. Uh-oh. Is this episode like totally self-obsessed? Awkward. The broader focus of your life during this time is to stand up for your beliefs while also allowing others to be and to think what they want. Grand ideas are confusing. Consider movement as the goal. Ignorance is the same thing as sitting still. So that's just like an overview. I'm not going to bore you with all the details because CoStar is very in-depth and there's a lot of words, a lot of reading involved. That's just the introduction. Then there's like, the app breaks your day down into 3, well, really into 2 sections. So section 1 is called power. And these are the areas of life that you are excelling in and like doing well in. So for example, my power today is in spirituality, social life, and self. And I'll definitely agree with self. And then the second category is trouble. So these are things that you may be struggling with or that are confusing or triggering mental health issues for you. So for me, my trouble is with routine, thinking and creativity, and sex and love. Let's go to thinking and creativity really quick because, sorry, I just burped. Okay, so my headline under thinking and creativity is uninspired. Your Mercury in Cancer transforms your introspection into a special power. True, I am very introspective at the moment. Right now, you're unable to make use of your appetite, creative appetite, which prevents you from pulling out each thought and examining every inch, wrinkle, sinkhole, and contradiction without judgment. Don't cling to a worldview that no longer serves you. Admission of ignorance is necessary for intellectual development. Okay, look. I could chit-chat about fucking horoscopes and co-star with you all day. But listen, I promise the second you figure out the estimate hour you were born within a 2-hour window, go into this app and your mind will be blown. I swear to God, on multiple occasions, I remember opening this app and I'll legit take a screenshot because there's a quote or there's a sentence that just speaks to every inch of my soul. Like, this creativity and thinking one transforms your introspection into a special power. Yes, that's true. You're unable to make use of your appetite, which prevents you from pulling out every thought. This is what I've been struggling with, is my ability to take thoughts and verbalize them in an appropriate, understandable, digestible format, which is why I'm changing the whole vibe, not vibe, but how every podcast episode comes out. Because I was, since I was waiting for like just once a week to talk, I had all this built up, all these built up feelings and thoughts, and I wasn't able to examine each one like it says in CoStar. I haven't been, which has prevented me from examining every inch, wrinkle, and sinkhole. And it's because, like, I was just keeping too much to myself. I was holding in too much content, too many ideas, just waiting for that one a week opportunity to be able to get it all off my chest. So this app, I mean, it sounds like it's agreeing with my new method of keeping the episodes relatively shorter and focusing on one single thought at a time, one single topic. Today's topic, horoscopes, CoStar, your birth chart, understanding the connection between the two and mental health, one topic a day. And this will help me verbalize my feelings. This will help me, what's the word here? Examine every inch, every wrinkle, every sinkhole. Without judgment, don't cling to a worldview that no longer serves you. So there you go. There you fucking go. Download CoStar, and please, if you follow me on Instagram at Sophie Radvan, or you want to, I am very fucking curious to see what your birth chart looks like. Because if you have three different signs in three different elements, and they're also all cardinal, or they're all I'm going to Google this. There's cardinal signs. And I think there's, why the fuck isn't this popping up? Let's see. Types of signs. Cardinal. Okay, there's cardinal, fixed, and mutable. What are the fixed signs like? Because I don't have any. I'm all cardinal across the board. As the name suggests, the fixed signs of the zodiac universe are immovable, fixated, and can also be stubborn. They are the doers of the zodiac lot and work really hard to carry out ideas or visions shared by the cardinal signs. Okay. So cardinal signs definitely have some similarities to fixed signs in the sense that we are determined to carry out our work, get our thoughts onto paper, and make our vision or our dreams come true. Although it does sound like fixed signs are a little bit more, I don't want to say stubborn, but maybe more headstrong and maybe more unconvincing. Like, you can't really convince a fixed sign to change their mind. Whereas cardinal signs may be a little bit more flexible, and because they're fixed, they're immovable. So there's no like moving them around or changing their mind, or you understand what I mean. And then there's mutable. What is that? Because I don't have any mutable either. These are the signs that end the four seasons and are more flexible and comfortable with changes in life when compared to the other signs. Okay, so if you are a mutable sign, you are very go with the flow, take your time, you enjoy change, appreciate change, approach change with a positive headspace. Again, speaking for myself, I'm not terrified of change. I've changed a lot of fucking things in my life. I've changed jobs, I've changed boyfriends slash, well, I've only been married once, but I've changed boyfriends. I've changed God knows how many cities. I've lived in four different states, and I'm only in my 20s. I have changed a lot of fucking things. I am not afraid of change, but I definitely don't handle it with grace and dignity and calmness. Instead, the Aries in me gets all fucking worked up, and feels anxious and the cancer feels depressed. Like, I am not good with change. I'm not afraid to do it and I will do it, but expect me to have a freak out or two. Expect me to cry on the bathroom floor. Fucking Olivia Rodrigo. Crying on the bathroom floor, good for you, you have me in holy. I fucking hate that song. Okay, so that is just kind of a breakdown of my birth chart and how it relates to mental health, depression, and anxiety. I hope you learned something. I hope you look into your birth chart. Download fucking CoStar because it will change your fucking mind. It will literally enlighten you about your entire spirit, soul, being, brain, heart, lungs, kidney, vagina. Just fucking download it and let me know what your star signs are or like what your birth chart looks like. Okay. See you like next time. I'm not really on a, you know what? Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Let's just try to stick to that. Okay. Bye. Hope you have a mentally stable day. Have a good one. Bye-bye.